It's been 1 year since an independent investigator unveiled a It's been 1 year since an independent investigator unveiled a detailed report on the Indiana Department of Child Services. That came after a huge spike in children in the system, often linked with the opioid crisis. Since then, the agency has made significant progress, but as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, some say it's not enough.
In December 2017, then-DCS Director Mary Beth Bonaventura's resignation letter sparked a firestorm. She said Governor Eric Holcomb's leadership would lead to child deaths. What followed were legislative hearings, calls for investigations, and an independent evaluation of the agency. That evaluation produced a report with 57 specific recommendations for the embattled agency, which had Holcomb, at the time, excited.
Because now we have a game plan, a blueprint, or a roadmap, to help us get to where we want to go.
1 year later, Director Terry Stigdon says her agency is very different, moving in the right direction, and still in transition.
So I consider it an aircraft carrier.
Sure.
I can turn the wheel as fast as I like. It's still only going to move so quickly.
Still, some of the changes were fast. The Holcomb administration poured tens of millions of dollars into the agency last year, and results followed. Staff turnover and average caseloads improved. Other changes, though, couldn't be accomplished as quickly. Perhaps chief among them, a culture of fear. Stigdon says fixing that is ongoing work.
Letting people know it's okay to speak up and that you will be heard will help with identifying if there's something coming. Because at this high level, it'll be a little while before we see it. We need our county folks to be able to speak up safely and clearly and quickly to let us know what they see.
Other changes took time because they required legislation, and that's where Kaya Misha Colom and Joseph Delamater were involved. Colom and Delamater are foster parents, and a couple years ago, they were planning to adopt their foster son until DCS took him back without warning.
And we lost a child.
Colom and Delamater, both attorneys, worked to give foster parents more rights, and 2019's Senate Bill 1 did just that, including requiring judges to give foster parents a voice in court. Colom says she's already seeing a difference with judges.
Now she took the time right in the courtroom, read it over, asked questions about it, is allowing foster parents to speak up.
Still, Colom uses a big ship comparison, similar to Terry Stigdon's, to describe the pace of change at DCS, arguing it needs to be faster. Christy Cundiff, another foster parent, uses a different metaphor when talking about Stigdon and DCS.
What she is trying to do is resurrect the Titanic off the ocean floor. And that's a difficult job. I don't know of anybody that can do that.
Cundiff heads the advocacy organization Indiana Foster and Adoptive Parents, which counts more than 10,000 members statewide. One of the biggest issues she wants corrected? DCS doesn't find children permanent homes nearly fast enough.
Well, when you have children that have been in care 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 years, we're not moving those children to permanency. So we have to pull the stopper out of the bathtub, per se.
Delamater, who works child welfare cases, has something that could help. He says every child in the system needs a lawyer. And that's the subject of a recent class action lawsuit against DCS. And while not everyone thinks the lawsuits are a good thing, Republican Senator Aaron Houchin does. Houchin, who used to be a caseworker, is a leading voice in the General Assembly on child welfare. And she sounds optimistic when talking about the future.
I feel confident that the leadership that we have will continue to work with the General Assembly and other stakeholders to implement changes that will make kids more safe.
But that optimism is not universal. Just ask Delamater.
I don't think that we have seen enough lasting and positive change to be able to have confidence.
One thing everyone agrees on, the work is far from over. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.